This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, this weekend, Ireland's largest wellness festival, Wellfest, is back for a 10th year. The festival has grown significantly in popularity over the past decade, with about 12,000 people expected to attend. We're joined now by Anthony Kelly, one of the founders of Wellfest, and Enda McNulty, high-performance coach and festival area wellman at Wellfest, and of course, All-Ireland football winner with Armagh back in 2002. Lads, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We both, myself and Kira, said when you came in, well, in fairness, you both look the part when it comes to wellness when you come in. You both look incredibly fit. Tell us, Anthony, to start with you first, tell us about Wellfest. What's involved?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's 10 years, which, you know, it's hard to believe in some ways, because I think when we started it, you know, we had no idea of how big the wellness industry was going to get in Ireland. So it's really a reflection, I think, of Irish society and the growth of wellness. So what we're talking about really is what we tried to do is, you know, the electric picnic of wellness was always our vision. So we've got 15 different stages covering all aspects, all activities. It's a fully family friendly event. Lots happening. So
You say electric picnic. Is there beer sold?
No.
No, beer.
No, that's the one thing.
Germ shots and smoothies and the like, though, sold hand over fist.
Yeah, I can imagine. Give us a flavour of some of what's on the different stages.
Yeah, so I think if you know, there's lots of different stages. We've got our main stage, right, which is our big kind of outdoor stage where there's tons of fitness classes going on all day. So you're talking like 1,000 people all exercising together in one giant big energy in front of main stage. We've got our Well Talk, which is with our partner's Image, where we're going to talk through lots of different topics. We've got people on there like Kelly Harrington. We've got Blind Boy. So a real diverse kind of group of people on that stage. We've got specialty stages focused on yoga, Pilates, anything you can think of. We've Well Food, where you can go and watch cookery demonstrations, learn about nutrition all day. And we have a whole kids area as well, so you can bring the whole family, and there's a whole aspect of kids wellness there too.
Okay, Enda McNulty, you are the festival area well man. Tell us about that. What does that entail?
It's funny, Shane, you were saying that me and Anthony look fit. Let's be honest, a lot of men out there, they do look fit, but emotionally they're struggling.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, a lot of men listening as they're driving home in their vans on the M1 today, maybe heading up north, and that they're physically doing okay, but mentally, emotionally, maybe spiritually, they're struggling. So I'll be talking about the things that maybe men don't talk about a lot. And I'll give you an example. In the last 2 years, I've talked about it here recently in News Talk, in the last 2 or 3 years, me and my wife Julie have been blessed that we've had 2 little babies, obviously a little bit older in life for me. That wouldn't have happened, I mean, possible other than meeting a genius doctor who made that possible for both of us. And I think men in general don't talk about things like that. I'll give you another example. A lot of my friends have been through big challenges around their wife having a miscarriage. My wife Julia had a miscarriage about 4 or 5 years ago. It is the most difficult thing I ever encountered in my life. So all the world-class superstars we dealt with in sport, I met one of them at the door here, Brian O'Driscoll in News Talk. All the superstars we work with in business all around the world, all the superstar fitness gurus in the world. Sometimes I believe we've got a responsibility to talk about the things that real men don't talk about, is the big challenges and the big vulnerabilities.
Interesting you should say that, because look, you were part of a GAA dressing room and club and county for many years. I kind of get a sense it's changed a little bit now. I think younger GAA lads are more willing to talk about things, and you have people in the dressing room to help you and all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing when Armagh were driving for that All-Ireland in the late 90s, early noughties, Could you lay yourself bare in the dressing room about stuff like that? Or was that a no-no back then, do you think?
You could lay yourself bare, but you probably weren't brave enough to Shane. I was talking to another Arma hero on the way up the road, actually Ocean McComber. We're trying to help another friend of ours at the moment, a man who's in big difficulty, get help and support from an alcoholic point of view. Yeah. And to have someone like that to reach out to and trust your life with, as Kira would know from her background, to have a medical person you trust your life with, I don't know what I would do without it. Yeah. So one of the big messages we talk about this weekend at Wellfest is the support structure around you. And I don't just mean your GP, I don't mean just your best friend, but have somebody from a well-being point of view that you can trust to give you sound advice. Not just about doing the pull-up, and we'll do some pull-ups next week.
Yeah, we'll get back to the pull-ups in a second. I said pull-ups, by the way, just in case anyone misheard.
In terms of people are always going on, and I don't like the term at all. I think it's actually quite insulting to an awful lot of very, very good men, the term toxic masculinity. But masculinity in general can be a trap for men, can't it? That inability to say, I'm vulnerable, I'm weak, I'm scared, I'm low. That idea that masculinity is represented by strength and by, I don't know, even bravado or something. It's very hard on men, is my point.
No, it is. And I think that's exactly why we wanted to have this stage, because I think I've experienced myself. There's a lot of stuff online, or you go to seminars where people are, you know, they're talking at you, they're saying you should do this, this is what kind of works, you know, this is what works for me. But in a lot of cases, it doesn't resonate, or they're not sure of how to take that first step to kind of, you know, work on the things that Enda spoke about. So what we wanted to do at Well Man was have it in a much more conversational style, where we've got two people open, we're leaving the space for people to be vulnerable, where we can talk about all these issues in an open setting, but not necessarily tell people this is exactly what you should do or be dictatorial about it. And really, you know, putting the message out there that you've got to really take ownership and accountability for your own, you know, well-being as a man. But here's the first step you could go to talk to somebody about it, or here's what somebody else did who was struggling with similar issues. So they really feel like there's something they can relate to.
And have men embraced, I mean, I see people like, and I actually have a lot of time for him, Spencer Matthews, people like that, you know, working in that wellness space. Have men increasingly embraced it? Because I think I broadcast from the first Wellfest with Alive and Kicking, a show that is still on News Talk, but with Claire McKenna now, back in Herbert Park
I did
a long time ago, but it was very much women. It was women, wall to wall women. Is it changing?
It's definitely got better. It's probably about 75-25 now, and this is part of our big push to try and improve that, and to tell men that there is a space for you in this conversation and at events like this. So
Men listening to this, age profile. What's the age profile like? Is it mainly younger people, or is it?
You know, it's probably predominantly, I would say, 25 to 45. But, you know, we have kind of everyone from everywhere. But that would be the main.
So what would your message be to men listening today who might be, I think women are, you know, are better at this kind of thing, and they wouldn't go along with a sense of trepidation. I think some men might. What would your message be?
Yeah, I would say come along. It's going to be like a very, you know, open, welcoming space. Just come along and listen. You know, come along with a kind of an open mind, and don't be afraid of what's going to happen there. It's not going to be intimidating. It is very relaxed. It's going to be an environment to feel.
Loads of talks and things like that, and hearing from experts and all of that. And I know you have some amazing people because I've seen your lineup. But are there also things you can participate in, like group? I don't want to be stereotyping anymore, but group yoga sessions or that kind of stuff to join in with that people might want to get involved with while they're there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So there's 15 different stages with all different types of activities on them. So what we normally say to people is look at the timetable and then plan out your day. So some people might decide, okay, I'm going to come do my workouts in the morning, then I'm going to have lunch, and then I'm going to go to talks in the afternoon. Some people might want to flip that around. So really, you can program the day that suits you, rather than like it being decided for you, if that makes sense.
And what are you looking forward to, apart from what you're doing yourself? What are you looking forward to on the program? What will you
I'm
be going
forward
on?
Learning. I've been coaching men and women for 35 years. The first time I coached somebody when I was 15 years of age, coming to 50, 35 years of coaching, advising and mentoring men and women in all aspects of performance and well-being. I'm interested in learning. Anybody who says they know it all about well-being, they're telling us lies. I'm interested in learning. I'm interested in going to maybe a quirky stage that I've never thought of before and joining the dots up. You know that amazing film we watch on Netflix called The Queen's Gambit?
Oh, yeah.
Where the girl lies in bed at night, a bit like the overhead here in the studio, and she joins the dots up on the chessboard. I'm like that in performance and well-being and thriving. Joining the dots up, going, why does somebody not link up meditation with open conversations, with practice, with getting to the gym and so on? I think holistic well-being needs to be really pushed in Ireland. And that's why I'm excited about Wellfest.
Yeah. No, okay. You told me earlier on I could definitely do a pull-up, basically. I actually don't think I could do a pull-up.
I guarantee you next week we'll do some pull-ups.
Commitment.
Without a band or with a band?
Well, Henry McKean and I have talked about a program. And it was a very difficult time for Henry, and his brother passed away very recently, so I'm very mindful of that. Henry McKean and I have talked about being on a new program supported by our company at McNulty. So if you want, maybe we'll get you on a new program.
Maybe. I think I might need it.
But you know what? Like, I am fitter now than I was 15 years ago. Because 15 years ago I was...
Still didn't stop you cheating running up the Philadelphia steps last
that
week.
May be
we
true.
Had a race up the Rocky steps.
Oh, they're cool. I love those.
You cannot believe the level of cheating.
It's not that long up.
Cheeky elbow. But
it's actually, you'd do them in a few hops and a bound, you'd be up there.
But to me, what's that? Like 15 years ago, I had a couple of toddlers. Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't in that zone. But what I like is the fact that you can age and get fitter. Do you know what I mean? Because I know I'm fitter now. I know I can walk further or run faster or do things I couldn't do before. And I kind of always thought it moved in the opposite direction, but I suppose there's something in the fact that it doesn't have to.
It's like a vintage car. Some people have vintage car that's 50, 60 years old. It's still immaculate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yard. So if everybody listening today, get the cars out, get them exercising, get them moving.
In saying that, Enda, when I watch a GA game and I see somebody getting a good shoulder at my age, I kind of... Maybe I did when I was 20 as well.
So do I.
Contact sport is not necessarily the stomping ground of people in their 50s. Yeah. But do you know what? Other sports are. Other activities are.
They are. Yeah. Listen, it sounds like a brilliant event. So it's on. Tell us, give us the details.
It's this weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
2 days. Tickets are still available. We have some day tickets left for each day. So,
and is there a website or something if people want to check?
Wellfest.ie.
And lastly, just one thing we didn't touch on. It is family friendly too, isn't it? People want to come with their kids and all that
Absolutely.
Too. It's not just for adults.
Yeah, there's a big kids area. You see everyone from people with young kids to people pushing buggies. So it's absolutely for everybody. So do come along.
Great stuff. The very, very best of luck with it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.